Alaskans are, on average, less religious than the rest of the country, and Pew Research Center data show a growing subset who don't identify with any particular religion. KTOO's Carter Barrett reports.
Sitting outside on one of Juneau's few sunny days, I asked Chelsea Mahler about her beliefs.
I grew up fairly religious, went to organized church, and then kept that going probably through like the first year of college, and then kind of lessened that, and now I don't practice anything specific.
Despite this, Mahler says she still likes to pray.
I would say that's probably the most consistent thing that I keep up with, if anything. Just giving myself a peace, even if I don't necessarily feel like I need to like go worship in like a church or, you know, anything like that.
And she doesn't define it herself, but Mahler falls into a growing group of the religiously unaffiliated, which can include anyone from atheists to the spiritual but not religious types. The Pew Research Center refers to this group collectively as nuns.
Heard her singing in the Abbey. She's always late for chapel.
Catholic sisters wearing habits aren't what we're talking about here. The nuns we're referring to are N-O-N-E-S. The term originates from the none of the above option on a religious survey. In Alaska, about 3 out of 10 people are nuns. Nationwide, it's about 2 out of 10. Both have grown since 2007. A common misconception about nuns is they don't have any beliefs. But like Mahler, many of them fall into a spiritual gray area. Here's Elizabeth Drescher, the author of the book, Choosing Our Religion, The Spiritual Lives of America's Nuns.
But it turns out that about 70% of the religiously unaffiliated or nuns believe in God or a life force or some kind of higher power. They just don't identify with a particular religious tradition, even though they might participate in things that would be kind of obviously religious to most of us.
Across the country, religious unaffiliation has increased in every race, age, gender, education, and socioeconomic background. This concerns some religious leaders, and there are theories why people are leaving traditional religion. Here's Rachel Smith. She grew up Mormon, but doesn't align with that anymore.
Mormonism is so, like, it's very black and white, and I just never felt that way. It's a little bit, depending on who teaches it, it's a little bit demeaning towards women.
Pat Casey, a pastor for the Catholic Church here in Juneau, says to say the Catholic Church is shrinking is a misconception. Nationally, immigrants are a major source of growth in the Catholic Church. Catholicism is still really popular in Latin America, in the Philippines. But what draws people to Catholicism now?
So I've had a number of people come to me who wanted to talk about the Catholic Church, where it is now versus where it was when they left.
In 1966, Time magazine published one of their most iconic covers ever. In bold red against a black background, a single three-word question sparked backlash. Is God dead? It's a provocative question, but it doesn't really mirror the content inside. The article explored the trouble explaining the divine in an increasingly secular world, and the resulting move towards a more individualized religion.
I hate to have to say it,
in Juneau, I'm Carter Barrett.
Maria's not an asset to the Abbey.